I'm Gary Ebersole, back with another episode of Camp Kutcher. Before we get to the unlikely premise that Dirty Harry qualifies as a life coach, let me set the stage. When folks over 70 get together, you can usually expect the conversation to quickly shift to ills and pills, or organ recital if you prefer. It happened to us the other night when we met some friends for dinner. The litany of our latest ailments began so quickly, I don't think everybody was seated before it started. The good news is that we're all self-aware enough to laugh at our senior moments like this. On a positive note, sometimes out of these inevitable health-related discussions come words of wisdom. That night was one of those occasions. We kicked off the dialogue when one of us mentioned the outcome of a rather serious fall. The fear of falling is always with most seniors, and many of us can recite recent falls. Sometimes we just assume the occasional fall is inevitable and hope the damage is, at most, a minor scrape. Sadly, that is not always the case with older folks, as any ER doctor will tell you. The conversation took a turn toward the topic of prevention, and I volunteered my recently adopted practice of using trekking poles when hiking on trails. I've taken a few tumbles over the last couple of years, and I realized my falls were triggered by a combination of letting my thoughts drift and taking less vigorous steps as I get older. As much as I thoroughly dislike using those damn sticks, it's worked. I've been fall-free for over a year. It certainly beats the alternative of giving up hiking. Our friend Dave offered the best phrase for the practice of paying attention. He tells himself to be present when heading down a flight of stairs or taking on an unfamiliar or risky task. It's a very zen-like, relaxing mantra that doesn't feel like you're browbeating yourself. I've already started using the be present mantra to remind myself to stay focused and pay attention to my surroundings. Dave was on a roll that night. When the conversation drifted to those tasks that are getting harder to do as we get older, like climbing up a 26-foot ladder to get to the roof, he offered a great line from a movie. In a dramatic scene from Magnum Force, Clint Eastwood, in his portrayal of Dirty Harry, says,
"Man's got to know his limitations."
Is that line spot on for aging or what? We don't need to give up completely, but we should acknowledge reasonable limitations. This is especially true when it comes to tasks where bad outcomes are possible. I know there are times when I'm doing something moderately risky that would have been perfectly fine when I was 55 and reasonable at 60 or even 65, but just foolish now at 76. Thanks, Dave, for these positive words to live by as we grow older. Be present and know your limitations. We can still be active and fully engaged, but we just need to pay a bit more attention and accept that our capabilities are not what they used to be. Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Leave a comment below, send an email to campcodger@gmail.com, or leave a voicemail at 505-216-6171.